News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tomorrow marks the 10th annual Tree of Angels ceremony, a special event honoring victims of violent crime in the Brazos Valley. You are invited to participate in the program tomorrow evening at 7 at First United Methodist Church in Bryan. Melissa Carter is the Victim Assistance Coordinator for the Brazos County District Attorney's Office.
We started this ceremony in 2003. Shortly after I had started working at the DA's office, we started this ceremony, and this will be our 10th year to host it for our families and friends of victims of violent crime.
A little bit of background about where this idea came from.
Okay. And it started in Austin by the group People Against Violent Crime in 1991. And then over the years, they have had representatives take it to other counties and teach us kind of how to start the ceremony and to create our own within our county. And that's that, like we said, that started about 10 years ago here. And we started our own, we call it the Brazos Valley Tree of Angels, because most of our angels are from Brazos County, but we do have a few from the outlying surrounding counties, Robertson County, and a couple of other counties. We also have some angels on our tree that the crime occurred in other counties, but their families live here in the Brazos Valley.
Holidays are a time that one should not be alone.
Right. One of the things that the Tree of Angels kind of mission statement is that we recognize that the holiday season is so difficult when you've lost a loved one, and it's even harder when you've lost a loved one to crime. That's completely out of your hands. A lot of times it's completely unexpected. And so for these families, most of them, you know, have been through the criminal justice system to some degree. Not all of the cases have gone all the way through the court system, but they've dealt with police, they've dealt with law enforcement, they've dealt with our office. And so for us, this is a time to kind of embrace them and to show them that we honor the tragedy that they've been through. And that's kind of our mission in hosting the Tree of Angels, is just to honor these families, because they become our family. When you're dealing with crime and you're dealing with the criminal justice system, our hope is that you know, these people become our family. And so it kind of becomes a reunion of sorts. Most of our attendees come every year. We have many that have come every year for the past 10 years. And, you know, they look for those familiar faces, and it's just kind of a comfort to know that we've been through something together and that we still have hope and that we can move forward because of it.
For those who have not attended, what is the agenda?
The main point of the Tree of Angels is for families and friends that have lost a loved one to crime to place an angel ornament on a special tree. And so that's the main part of the ceremony, is that each victim's name will be called out during the ceremony. And at that time, the family and friends move forward to the tree and they place ornaments in honor of their loved one on the tree. And that's our goal, is just for them to place their loved one on a tree. And then the tree is in the courthouse for the entire month of December during the holiday season. And it's to completely honor those families. And then at the end of the ceremony, we do have a reception, and that's kind of our time where you can see old faces and meet new ones. And, you know, again, there's just a bond there that, you know, can't be broken, because these people have been through something very similar.
The other thing that I was thinking about regarding this year's ceremony is that the last 12 months have just been an awful year as far as violent crime around here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And particularly looking at the incidents within the law enforcement community.
Exactly.
Any special attention being mm-hmm. placed on that?
Well, what we're going to do this year that's different than years past is that in years past, we always light a candle for all victims of crime, and we have always had 5 candles. We've had one for intox manslaughter victims, one for homicide victims, one for child victims, one for family violence victims, and one for sexual assault victims. This year, we are going to add a sixth candle, and that will be an end-of-watch candle, and it will be for those who have died in the line of duty.
Is there anything that I've missed that listeners need to know in regards to this?
Just that, you know, the Tree of Angels ceremony is open to the community. It is a time for the community to join together with these victims. And so, you know, we would love to have anyone who has lost a loved one or who knows of someone who has been affected by violent crime. And the ceremony will be tomorrow night, Tuesday, December 4th, at 7 o'clock in the evening at First United Methodist Church in Bryan.
And you pointed this out once, but I think it bears repeating that the tree then moves back to the courthouse then for the rest of the month.
Right. The all of the angels are stay on the tree for the entire month of December, and the tree is in the courthouse as a memorial to those victims.
Thanks again to Melissa Carter, the Victim Assistance Coordinator in the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, for the update on tomorrow night's 10th Annual Tree of Angels ceremony, again at First United Methodist Church in Bryan, beginning at 7. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.